hello to Dave Hilliard in Kalgoorlie.
Hello, Jeff. How are you going?
Ah, David. Drug contamination in homes. Why are we talking about that, David?
Well, what we want to talk about is to get some clarification for people about, mostly in the residential tenancy arena, but perhaps spreading into buying and selling homes. So there's a lot of concern in the community about what might have gone on in a home. Has it been used as a clandestine laboratory or clan lab, as it's called? Yeah. Has drug smoking, whether it be cannabis or heroin or methamphetamine, been used in the home? And are there any residual poisons left over from those drugs that might affect either the subsequent owner of the home or the next tenants who move into that property? And there's a deal of unrest both within the residential market in terms of people renting properties out, about renting properties, is it safe? And we've been working with the Department of Health, we've been working with people like REWA about pulling together some common sense information which hopefully dispels some of the myths but also tells people what they need to be careful of if they come across certain bits of evidence and then they perhaps need to take further action, but not to, I guess, take the view that every house is going to be drug contaminated and every house needs to be tested and or cleaned.
It's interesting, David, because when this subject came up, and I know we've talked about it before, there's me imagining that we're talking about a handful of places, and that's just not true, is it?
No, and look, we've got to face facts that drug use in the community is, you know, quite common. And then we need to look at what are the consequences of that. Someone who's a regular drug user in a home that they either own or that they might be renting, and then what are the residual issues which might pass on to the subsequent owners or occupiers of that home.
Dave Hilliard is with us in Kalgoorlie. Jess Murdoch is with us in the studio. Jess is from the Chem Centre and she is a chemist. Jess, tell me about the work you do. It sounds really intriguing and maybe a little different to that which you imagined you might be doing.
It is a little bit different. It's definitely not what I expected when I was in university. My job at Chem Centre has a variety of different roles. In the meth remediation space, I'm actually on call to respond to these clandestine drug laboratories at the request of WA Police.
Yes.
So that means I go out and I have a look at these scenes while the police are investigating and doing their business. The second part of my role is I'm actually based in the lab as well. So we do a lot of work with swabs that come in of suspected clandestine drug laboratories or suspected meth houses where people want to know whether or not there is any contamination in there. So we analyse those samples and that's done using our very sensitive scientific equipment, and then we produce a report on that to identify whether or not there was actually any methamphetamine and what level there was.
Okay, I've got a couple of things for you. Describe for me some of the places that you have walked into.
It's really difficult. They're not the nicest places to be. Some are very organised. Some have all of their illicit drug-making supplies all packed up quite neatly.
And you can see the sophistication of the operation?
Yeah, they've taken their time with it and they have exactly everything laid out that they want. Others are not so organised. And I suppose the third type are just downright gross, for lack of a better term. Mm. There's a lot of chemical waste, there's a lot of just household waste around these scenes that we go to. So
when you walk into them, do you look at them and just see them as toxic environments?
Yeah, you do. You don't. It's not something where you'd like to be living, both from the chemical side of things and also from the general condition of the property.
Okay, so that's sort of how it looks. I guess we want you to tell us how much of that residual stuff is absorbed into that home, because that's part of this broader issue, isn't it?
Yes. So the big issue with this is the health effects that methamphetamine can pose. And methamphetamine, especially when it's smoked, becomes volatile and can settle onto surfaces and then can be picked up by simply touching those surfaces. As to the health effects, it's slightly out of my area of expertise. That's sort of the pharmacological effects and sort of the toxicology. But it is, from a science point of view, it's quite it's an easily dissolvable chemical as well, so it can be picked up simply by touching surfaces.
So is there the technology to kind of answer some of the questions that people have about, is this house safe? Questions for owners, for renters, for the real estate industry itself?
I suppose there is an answer to that. There are Department of Health have done some very excellent work with writing some guidelines as to remediation testing and the levels that they have deemed safe for a property. For methamphetamine, as part of those guidelines, that's 0.5 micrograms per 100 square centimetres.
Okay, but if a person has moved into or bought a home that has had methamphetamine used or manufactured there, is there any way that we can know?
Simply by looking at a wall or the floor just to see whether or not it's contaminated. Unless there's visible staining or contamination, it's very hard for a layperson to look at something, and that's why the testing comes through. But you've got to make sure that it's testing to a high standard so that you're actually getting an accurate result for that.
And Dave, can I ask you, is there an intention to broaden this testing out so it becomes sort of part and parcel of the information that people have access to?
No, it's not. And I guess that's one of the concerns that we have, is that what we don't want to do is drive the community into routine testing and or routine cleaning of homes,
yep,
just because there's a possibility. So certainly if there's some strong evidence that there has been excessive use of drugs at the property, or it might have been used as a laboratory at some time, then sensibly you would do some testing. But unless you've got some evidence of that, we're not suggesting that every time there's a change in tenancy that the outgoing tenant has to pay for testing of the property and then a thorough clean of the property unless there's some clear evidence. So we're just trying to not end up with driving both the real estate industry and the tenants into a situation where this becomes the norm, because it's not the norm that this level of danger is in every home. So what Jess gets to see, of course, is the very bottom end of the market where we've got police intervention, and they're sending those samples in for testing, yes, for obvious reasons. But in terms of the number of tenancies and the number that turn over, clearly we haven't got a majority of those homes being affected by this use of drugs in the property.
Jess Murdoch, thank you very much for being with us today.